Well, this is me. Hey, thanks for coming with me, making sure I make it home all right. You didn't have to walk me all the way up to my door, you know. I just feel a little bad. It's gonna cost you an extra cab ride. Oh, haha. Very funny. That was too long ago. I've changed. Getting wasted at a party is so 2010 me. For your information, I've gotten a lot better. I'm a changed woman. A more sober woman. Not exactly a conscious decision on my part, but let's just say, after turning 27, your body starts disagreeing with how much alcohol you actually take. Seriously though, I really had fun tonight. Yes, truly. Hey, do you... What's wrong? Something happened? Oh, yeah, I don't think you can call an Uber when your phone's dead. Thanks, it's one of my useless talents, spotting the obvious. And yes, you may come inside to recharge your phone. I know you didn't say anything, but I'm fairly intuitive when I'm sober. So I answered your question before you could even think to ask. Alright, come on in. Just don't mind the mess. I haven't exactly put away the moving boxes with my stuff. I'm still waiting for the new shelf to come in. Anyway, just make yourself comfortable on the couch. There's an outlet over there just beside the table. Yep, there you go. Got it? Okay. Do you want anything to drink? Water, tea, or coffee? Oh, wait. I remember you're not a coffee person. Oh, are you now? I guess I'm not the only one who's changed. Just water? Are you sure? Alright, be right back. Here you go. You're welcome. Hey, you want to see something neat? Check this out. How cool is that? An electric fireplace. Yep, it came with the apartment. It even makes that crackling sound. It's probably my most favorite thing in the place right now. Hey, thanks again for inviting me to your New Year's Eve party. I'm not gonna lie, spending Christmas last week by myself was a little sad, even for me. Yeah, it was my first Christmas alone. As much as I wanted to go home for the holidays, I'm all maxed out on my expenses with the move and everything. So when you invited me to the New Year's Eve party, I knew I couldn't say no, and now I've made a few more friends. Again, thank you. Your friends. Oh yeah. They're a lively bunch, that's for sure. No, not at all. I really felt welcomed. You made sure of that, and I really appreciate it. It's not exactly easy moving to a new city with a new job and meeting new people. It's exciting, but also extremely overwhelming. So I was really glad and relieved when you texted me out of the blue and learned that you're here. I was so happy to see a familiar face. It made this big change a little less daunting and scary. And a little less lonely, if I'm being honest. I've been meaning to return the favor, to properly thank you. Letting you recharge your phone is hardly a thank you. I was thinking maybe more along these lines. I've been thinking about doing that since you stood at my door when you picked me up for the party. Standing there, looking so fine. And I can tell you liked my little black dress too. I was thinking about you when I was picking out what dress to wear. And when the clock struck 12, I wanted to kiss you just like this. But my nerves got the better of me. Yeah, that too. I guess I wasn't drunk enough. Yeah, I'm totally okay with this. Are you? Good, because I wanted this too. Please touch me there, everywhere. I want to feel your hands all over me. That's it, baby. Is that okay? Can I call you that? Okay. Unzip my dress from the back. You too, shirt off. Judging by your wide eyes and slack jaw, you like what you see? I saw you stealing glances at my breasts this evening. The plunging neckline really did the trick, huh? Shh, it's okay. That's kind of the point of the dress, darling. But something tells me you like what's underneath, too. Give me your hands. Feel the patterns on it? In here? The fabric's so thin, you could feel my nipples as they get hard. And your touch, just as warm as if we were skin to skin. Would you like a better view? Move up just a little bit so I can straddle you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Now that my tits are out and at your face level, why don't you give them a little kiss? Please? I want you to. Yes. other nipple while you suck the other one. Yes. Oh, now we're biting too, huh? No. No, definitely not a complaint. I like it when you take my nipple between your teeth and lick it with your tongue. Baby, yes. Oh, God. I can feel you getting hard underneath me. Does your mouth and tongue on my tits turn you on? Fuck. Sucking my nipples like that. I can feel myself dripping. Can't waste a single drop of that wetness. May I? And there you are. Oh, fuck. Let me grind on that cock. Get it wet and slick with my juices. There it is. You figured it out. I know. Who would have thought crotchless panties to be a thing? Oh, but I'm glad they are. Yes. Oh, fuck. I'm sopping wet. I got you lubed up with just my pussy juices. I wanna feel you on my hand. Oh, baby. You're throbbing. It's so hot. Does that feel good? Does my hand feel good when I stroke you? When I squeeze you? Or how about when I just take the tip and just draw circles on my clit? Holy shit, that feels so fucking good. That's your finger inside me. Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's it, babe. Keep going. Yes, please. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. You too? I'm not usually this straightforward, but I want you inside me, please. Mm-hmm. I want to come all over your cock, and I want you to come inside me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I want to ride you in front of the fireplace. It's a bit warmer. Come on. And just lay down the throw blanket here. And time to finally lose those pants. There we go. Let me just get on top of you. Hi. Do you feel me squeezing around you? I'm not even doing that on purpose. Okay, yeah. You can start moving. That's it. Move with me. Rock your hips. with me. Yeah. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, fuck, baby. Yes. Grab my ass. Squeeze them. Oh, my God. You're so deep. You're so deep inside me. Oh, fuck. Thrust into me. Oh, when I slam my pussy down on your cock. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, you feel incredible. Don't stop. Oh, fuck me. Keep fucking me, yes. Oh, faster. Faster, baby. Please. Faster. Yeah. Yes, harder. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, fuck me hard. Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm so close, baby. I'm so close. Are you on the edge? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I can feel you stretching me out. Let's come together. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna count us down. Yeah. From five, okay? Oh, fuck. I'm close. Okay. Okay. Five. Four. Oh, shit. Three, two, and one, come with me. Come with me on one. One, now, baby. Come with me. Yeah, come with me. Fuck, baby. Come with me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You're still shooting that gun. Oh, that's baby. Yeah, that's it, baby. Yeah, let it all out. Give it to me. Yeah. Oh my God. This was supposed to be me thanking you, but why do I feel like I'm the one getting something out of it? Fuck. That just felt too good. I don't want to get up just yet. I don't think I can get up just yet. My legs are still shaking. Do you mind laying here with me for a few? Great. Here, grab the other end of the blanket and just throw it over us. This feels nice. Your warmth when I snuggle into your chest like this. In the fireplace, keeping my back warm. Honestly, I didn't think to spend the first few hours of New Year's like this. Did you? But I can't think of any better way, though. Nothing. Oh God, you're gonna think this is so cheesy. I was just admiring how good you look in this light. No, seriously. The light from the fire, the way it dances on your skin, shiny from your sweat. I'm not gonna lie, it's kinda hot. The way it's reflecting on your eyes. And when you look at me, it's beautiful and quite captivating. See? I told you. Cheesy. Well, I'm glad you find my cheesy side attractive. That makes one of us. Hey, thanks again. I know. I keep saying thank you, but really, you have no idea how grateful I really am for everything. Yes. Now including the sex. Stop. Will you just let me thank you properly? Okay. Serious. I was beginning to doubt myself for moving out here. I pretty much uprooted my whole life and landed myself in a new city with a new job without knowing a single soul until you. If it wasn't for you, I probably would have hightailed the fuck out of here. Yeah. You say you didn't do anything, but you just being simply there was enough for me to get back on the saddle and keep riding. Oh god, no. No. I didn't mean to use that illustration. fuck me. Oh. Haha. I just did. You're a funny one, too, aren't you? And you're enjoying this way too much. God damn it. I think it's better to talk about this in the morning. When we're not sex drunk. Anyway, the point is, thank you. Really, a million times thank you. And by the way, I think your phone's charged enough so you can call an Uber. But you can stay over tonight if you want. Awesome. I thought you might.